Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to go right into this exciting moment. I don't know if it's just exciting to me.
No,
or
it's
to
not
us.
Exciting.
I was just so encouraged as I heard, Pastor and CEO of King Center, daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Bernice King, speak. And I just want to be able, we want you to see this interview and open, you know, just open your heart and say, you know what, you know, that, because so many people have taken the narrative of Dr. King and turn it into something that it wasn't.
It's not, yeah.
And a lot of people were just, you know, prostituting his words and kind of using it for their agenda versus like, what did he say and what was, and who would know better?
That's right.
Than the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Who would know better than the CEO of the King Center that Coretta King established to be able to keep, you know, these words going forth? As a matter of fact, I want you to hear right now, Bernice King. It's going to bless your heart.
How we begin to heal something that people don't acknowledge that is broke.
The events in Ferguson, Missouri have sparked a wildfire of protest and outcries against social injustice. Some have responded with violence. A delegation from the King Center came with a message of peace. It was led by CEO Bernice King, the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
We call it Nonviolence 365. Nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. Nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. Nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice and not people. Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. That's my father's philosophy and methodology of nonviolence.
Like her father, Bernice says she was called to the pulpit and the forefront of social activism.
But until you shift, can nothing happen.
I was just being obedient to what I believed was the voice of God calling me into ministry. As I've gone through this maturation in Christ and in my ministry, drawing closer to my father's legacy, you know, I've come to understand that I have a profound responsibility to carry the next phase of that, but I don't.
She believes affecting positive social change begins and ends with the church.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
Personal memories of her father are few. She was only 5 when he was assassinated. Much of what she's learned has come from his personal writings, documentaries, news clips, and her mother, Coretta Scott King. Over the years, Bernice realized her mother was as crucial to the civil rights movement as her father.
She didn't get as much accolades. Because if you ask me, of course, Coretta Scott King needed Martin King in order to do what she did. But Martin King needed Coretta Scott King in order for him to become the icon that he is in the world today.
As Bernice came into her own as a minister, her mother often told her that she was a lot like her father.
When I would prepare to preach or even speak, I would tell her, I'm not feeling good. I don't have anything to say. She said, you know, that's interesting. Your dad used to say that. He would do all this preparing and he would say, I don't have anything to say to the people. She said, but if you just open your mouth, God will speak. That's what she used to tell me.
Coretta Scott King dedicated her life to furthering her husband's work. She founded the King Center in 1968.
We had a joke. The King Center was her 5th child. So I thought I was the baby. but it was really the King Center. That's why we have her side by side with him. Where else could she be buried?
Today, Bernice carries on both of her parents' work as CEO of the King Center. Still, she knows she has her own path to follow.
I'm trying to figure out what my legacy is, but I do know that I have been called to represent a standard of excellence and integrity. I see that we live in a world where there's almost no standards. It's like whatever works for you. You know, we say as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, but what does that really mean? Because as Daddy said, we're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny, and what affects one directly affects all indirectly, and I can't be all that I ought to be until you all that you ought to be, and you can't be all that you ought to be until I am all that I ought to be. And so we impact each other.
Regardless of what her legacy might be, the end goal is no different than it was 60 years ago.
Begin, as Stephen Covey would say, begin with the end in mind, because you always want to preserve the possibility of reconnecting the brokenness in community. That's Christ. And he has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And that's what this Nonviolence 365 is really about.
Beautiful.
Wow.
That is so encouraging. Wow. You know, so many, you know, Satan is a liar. Mm-hmm. He's the father of lies. Mm-hmm. And the Son of God said, Jesus said, when he speaks, he lies. He speaks, his lying is his native language. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, for people to lie, it just, there's so many lies going on in society and things going on today. But when truth happens, you know what I'm saying?
Refreshing, isn't it?
So when truth is spoken, because you're like, I know it's day.
I know it's there.
And they've been calling at night. I know it's day. I can't agree with it. It's not because it's day. And then all of a sudden somebody walks in the room and say, man, isn't this a bright day?
Yeah.
And you just go like, that's what.
Thank you.
That's what Bernice King has done, dead, mm-hmm. and doing with the King Center.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.